kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I think just do it. Yeah, just really do it. Kasi kami naman, ang dami nating what ifs. So once na, alam mo yun, gawin siguro natin na talaga, like we will make actions. Ayun, then we'll find out na, oh nga no, buti ginawa namin. Kasi kami, mahirap talaga sa una. But as time goes by, nagiging, hindi naman madali. Kumbaga, another hurdle na naman. So, ayun, kumbaga, nakaka-survive naman po. So, yeah, just do it.
Sa gitna ng Shepperton, patuloy na nagsisilbi ang Edwin's Cafe bilang isang pamilyar na tagpuan ng komunidad. Isang lugar kung saan nagtatagpo ang mga kape, kwento, gayon din ang koneksyon. At sa kabila ng tahimik na lugar, buhay ang cafe sa araw-araw sa mga patuloy na bumibisita na customer mula sa mga lokal na residente hanggang sa mga mismong Australiano. Para sa marami, hindi lang ito simpleng cafe. Ito rin ay isang espasyo ng pakikipagkapwa kung saan nabubuo ang simpleng ugnayan sa bawat pagkain at bawat inumin. Habang patuloy ang pagbabago ng komunidad ng Shepperton sa mga nakalipas na taon, nananatiling matatag ang papel ng Edwin's Cafe bilang isang maliit ngunit mahalagang bahagi ng pang-araw-araw na buhay. Pakinggan natin ang kwento mula sa may-ari ng Edwin's Cafe na si Angel, ang asawa ni Edwin, habang binabalikan ang kanilang pagbubukas, gayon din ang mga hinarap nila sa pagbubukas ng kanilang negosyo.
Hi, I'm Angel. I'm the owner of Mr. Edwin's Cafe here in Shepperton. Mr. Edwin's Cafe started last year, and it was because a friend of ours, who is a business owner, introduced this place. It was foreclosed already, and the previous business owner really wanted to just give it away. So we took over, not the business, but just the place. So we rented it, and here it goes. Honestly, we really didn't have a lot of money, so like, we only had 7K in our pocket, so it was really risky for us, and we couldn't loan. It was really nerve-wracking, but at the same time, we really want to do this. We've been really dreaming about this, owning a business or owning a cafe, and God has a way of surprising things. So here we are. we started as a food truck. We normally cater burgers and chips, just nuggets and chips. And it depends on what's the request of the event organizers as well. Like there was an event we just did all healthy foods, like sandwiches, wraps, and things like that. So yeah. So basically, he was the one who he's one of the person who painted the wall, cleaned the cafe. So yeah, basically it's him. I don't want to exaggerate, but yeah, I think I'm 100% supportive to him, like from early morning, from, you know, assisting him with, paperwork, yung mga ganun. So yes, I think I'm full on. So parang natural na lang siya nangyari. Sa totoo lang, wala kaming concrete plan. Like it just really happened. And then kasi siguro nag-usap na lang kami sa mata na okay, dyan ka, dito ako. 1 year and 4 months? Yeah, I can still remember the first year when we opened, yeah. Because, I don't know, that our opening was not a grand opening. not like the usual businesses where they have, you know, cutting of ribbons, like that sort of things. Kami wala. So we just literally peeled the coverings sa window glass. And then we still didn't had our signage. It wasn't ready yet. And then people didn't know that we're here, like we're going to open. Kasi, like, we wanted to just slow things. Ayaw namin yung mag-grand opening kami and then we will commit a lot of mistakes. And then, alam mo yun. So we just want to take things easily. Although, hindi pa kami ready, but we opened still kasi we're worried about our rent. Kasi magsa-start na yung bayaran ng rent. So our first day, we only had a sale of $93 to be exact. As in. But it was a very busy day because most of the food suppliers, yung mga agents nila, they came and then they introduced themselves and asked us to sign their documents so we can be there. Yung para doon na kami kumuha sa kanila ng orders. Yes, $93. And then it was so funny because there was a gentleman who came and he ordered an iced latte. And then we realized we didn't have any ice. So how can we sell an iced latte without an ice? So honestly, he didn't came back. Until now, hindi ko pa siya nakikita ang bumalik. When we started, we made sure that everyone who came and checked us, now we will really fully give our best, like in terms of receiving them and then how we serve our food, the quality of our food. So yun yung ano namin, pinaka goal that time, because again, we didn't really had those grand ways of, you know, introducing ourselves. So nagdepend kami sa word of mouth. So every customer na pumunta, nag-try ng food namin, normally naman we had positive feedback. So that yun yung pinaka nakatulong talaga sa amin. And then naging mas busy na kami. So, and of course, it's because of the help of our staffs. Kasi, we can't do this without them. So, ayun. I think we're still going to learn more. But at the same time, I think we're a lot better. So, pinakaunang inintroduce talaga namin was the tocino and longganisa. So, it was already part of our menu. Until na notice namin na hindi naman mga Filipino talaga yung nag-order, more on mga Australia, like, you know, Australia, other cultures, ganyan. Tapos na-realize namin, oh my God, nagugustuhan nila. And then na nakita namin sa report na mas yun yung mas sellable na item namin sa menu namin. So dun na nag-start. So tocino, longganisa. And then, meron din kaming customer sa Uber na as in, isang tao lang yan siya, pero always to sino yung order niya. So dun, I think, again, it's because of word of mouth. And then, until we started introducing other Filipino cuisines na hindi na namin siya tinatanggal sa special board namin kasi na hinahanap na siya. And then, also, the Filipino community started to know about us. And then, yun na din, nahanap na din nila yung, siguro na nakuha din namin yung panlasa ng mga Pinoy. Kaya, meron naman, kasi mapaprove mo yan siguro sa tingin ko na nagustuhan ng community or ng Filipino communities because they kept coming back and then they bring their friends, their family. So, yun yung nangyari. At first, as in like zero, hindi naman zero talaga, pero siguro nasa 2% lang, and then it became 5%, 10%. So ngayon parang nasa 20% na ng Filipino community. Alam, kilala na kami. So yung iba, like, they traveled from other towns na, alam mo yun, pupunta ng Shepparton, mag-groceries. And then when they find out na meron palang Filipino restaurant or Filipino cafe in Shep, yun, pupunta na sila. Tapos, I always ask them so kung taga saan sila. And then they will say, oh, we're from Tatura or Cobram, yung ganun. And then nakaka-taba ng puso. Kasi, kumbaga, dinadaanan talaga nila kami. So, ayun, masaya naman. Positive naman yung feedback na natatanggap namin, especially nga dun sa Tocino tsaka Longganisa namin. Kasi nga, yun yung unang finiture namin. So, kasi nakikita namin after they have their meal na uy, ubus. Alam mo yun, pag as in walang natira sa plato. And in fairness, ang dami ng servings namin, like even our rice, it's 250 grams. And then, same with the meat. So, that's already half a kilo kung isipin mo. Pero as in, naubos nila. Or, kung hindi naman nila maubos yung rice, naubos lang nila yung half ng rice and then the meat. And then, yung mga Pinoy naman, lalo na, syempre, tayo mga Pinoy, we know the taste of Tocino and Longganisa. So, ayun, sinasabi naman nila na masarap nga. And mostly, they will say, oh, this is a different, or they couldn't find it somewhere else. Kasi we try our best here in Mr. Edwin's Cafe to make things, our food, house-made. So, ayun. So, sarili naming templada yun. Yes, we are serving ube flavors drink. Like, we have the ube latte. We also have the ube flavor matcha. And then our ube cakes. So, we have cakes, ube flavors. Okay, so the special touch is we make our own ube halaya. I know every Filipinos can make their own style. I mean, own recipe of ube halaya. So, kami naman, we also make our own ube halaya. Kasi, para maiba naman din. Hindi yung the usual lang na ube halaya where you can just, you know, buy anywhere. Or in a grocery, yung ganon. Kasi may pre-made na kasi na ube halaya eh. And, yeah. Yun yung ano namin, secret. Pero, again, it's very easy. It's not a secret. Kasi tayo mga Pinoy, takot tayo eh. Actually, I was asked once in, because we used to live in Sydney, and I was asked once by a business owner as well. Sabi niya, bakit walang masyadong Filipino businesses around? Sabi ko, oh nga, no. Napaisip ako. And then I was really thinking about it. Kung ano ba yung sagot doon. So naisip ko lang na takot kasi, like ako, takot kami din mag-start up ng business. Pero ang ma-advise ko lang talaga siguro is, I think just do it. Yeah, just really do it. Kasi kami naman, ang dami nating what ifs. So once na, alam mo yun, gawin siguro natin na talaga, like we will make actions. Ayun, then we'll find out na, oh nga no, buti ginawa namin. Kasi kami, mahirap talaga sa una. But as time goes by, nagiging, hindi naman madali. Kumbaga, another hurdle na naman. So, ayun, kumbaga, nakaka-survive naman po. So, yeah, just do it.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.